Hello, true believers, and welcome to Dexcelsior Hot Takes. Today we're going to be talking about Thor. I am your host, Sam, and I have a worthy crew with me tonight. Starting off with Ben.
Hey!
And then we got Matt.
Hello.
And Carlos.
Hello.
Right, so John could not be with us tonight. We're very sad about it. I guess he's not worthy. Tonight, everyone who's here live.
John the Unworthy.
Yeah. Thank you guys for showing up, for being live, and let's get right to it. So I have a question for everybody. Who are you most hype about? Captain America, Miss Marvel, Thor, or Green Goblin? Let's throw it off to Carlos.
Miss Marvel. I really think her deck-building possibilities are very, very interesting in all aspects, but leadership. Then it doesn't matter. Who cares about leadership?
All right. Matt, who are you most excited about?
I think I'm excited about Thor. His deck, just something about his deck feels so exciting and dynamic, I guess would be the word.
And you, Ben?
Yeah, I would have said Miss Marvel, but after the article today, I'm just like super pumped about Thor. I really love the engagement shenanigans he can do. That's very exciting to me.
I agree. I'm very excited about Thor. I thought I would be excited about Captain America, but as I was watching today, I felt like he was very underwhelming, like hype-wise, compared to the other two, and it was really surprising to me.
I feel like he was really good. I just feel that he doesn't do things that look awesome the way that, you know, Lightning Strike or other Thor cards look. But in terms of strength, he was pulling his weight.
Oh, I know he was.
It was shield toss. They just didn't use it well.
I felt like I was so much more interested in what the other two were doing. I mean, granted, we have seen Cap being played on the Team Covenant stream, and we've known his cards. And I felt like the most interesting parts is when he started playing the new cards and like Avengers Assemble and leadership zero-cost cards that let you exhaust your allies to draw cards. Like, I thought that was cool, but up until that point when he was just heroic striking and soldier serum, the soldier serum, I was like, this is just the Cap we kind of already know. Matt, are you ready to do some Marvel musings?
Yes, I am. Okay, one of our spoilers today is Yarnborn, Thor's app. Now, in the movies, they call it Stormbreaker, but in the comics, Stormbreaker and Yarnborn are two separate things. Yarnborn is the axe Thor used when he was a Viking before he got Mjolnir. He also used it when he became unworthy. But Stormbreaker is the hammer used by Beta Ray Bill when Odin forged it for him because Beta Ray Bill's worthy.
Interesting. I would not have known that.
I was really confused when I saw the card today and it wasn't called Stormbreaker because I only watched the movies. All right.
It looks cool. Like art-wise, I like it more than Mjolnir. It just looks really neat.
Yeah. I love all the art for the Thor cards. They look so cool. But speaking of which, what were you guys' thoughts on the stream? What did you like? What did you not like?
I thought that it was an amazing stream. I won't get into encounter spoilers, but I would say that Mutagenic Formula looks amazing. It looks like right now my favorite encounter is Expert Claw, and this looks like it's going to replace it. I like minion. I like having a lot of minions. I feel that it creates more decisions. So not talking anymore about that, but it looks very interesting and it looks very hard.
Yeah, I would agree. I absolutely loved watching the gameplay rather than just seeing the cards, because now you have an idea of how those cards fit within the game without just face value. So I kind of like that format a little better. I hope they stick with it. But maybe play some of the older scenarios so we don't always just get spoilers, though I don't mind spoilers.
I kind of liked it when they just did like the half-hour stream where they spoil cards and talk about them, because it feels a lot more focused and you don't gotta wait the 2 hours to see what you want to see.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I agree. Thor's deck was amazing. I think a lot of today in the stream was, because we haven't seen the rest of Miss Marvel's deck, and let alone this was our first peek at Thor, getting to see these two characters, and Miss Marvel is played by the guy who designed her for the game, or had lead design on it, and seeing Thor just in action after my first thought on Thor, it was really nice to just get a idea of how they fit within the game.
I also think some of those aggro cards look really interesting, not just for Thor, but I think they're going to spice up Aggression She-Hulk. And yeah, there's an interesting, in my mind at least, there's an interesting Aggression Miss Marvel deck that I'm already planning.
I'm so excited for my Hulk deck for Miss for Captain Marvel. Because all these Aggression cards, some of them are going to go really well with it, especially that new basic upgrade, the one that gives you the energy, like three different energy over three different turns. I think that card's gonna be really good in some decks. I'm really excited to play with that. Okay, let's move on to what are you guys' thoughts on specifically Thor and his play and his deck?
Well, I felt he was... At first, I thought he was going to be a bit tight on cards and was going to have a lot of problems She-Hulk has without her raw damage. But on seeing like what he has in the deck and overall what he has, he seems like a lot more options than I thought at first. And I didn't expect to have his ability trigger so much.
I mean, he has cards that allow him to trigger their ability. And what's more interesting is that it's not per round, but per phase, which means that you can trigger on your face and on the villain's face, or it's better said, you trigger on the villain's face and then on your face. So you can consistently get +4 cards. That's a hand size of 8 that's almost possible with an aggression hero, which tends to be the ones with the least amount of cards. And considering his other cards like Lightning Strike, it's been my favorite card revealed today. And we'll talk a little bit more about it, but so many cards, you can pump it up, you can hit all minions, you're getting with Hall of Heroes, you're getting more cards even as you kill minions. So I feel that he comes pre-built with a great engine, so card is not going to be a problem for him.
Yeah, and I love that his ability is it's going to trigger after you've already drawn your cards for the turn. So those cards you draw, you don't have to... It's not before you would draw cards, which is great, because I feel like the problem with, if that was the case, is you would draw those cards and your hand size would still be 4 the next turn. But now, if you get to draw those cards in the villain phase, your hand size is 6 as a hero, and if you have Asgard out, it's 7, which seems really, really good.
Maybe we should read the cards for these people here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick it off with Thor. I will be reading Thor. So Thor is a Asgard Avenger hero. Hand size of 4 and hit points of 14. With 1 thwart, 2 attack, and 2 defense. With an ability, Have at Thee. Response, after you engage a minion, draw 2 cards. Limit once per phase.
Got a lot of hit points. He looks like really strong. I really like that they gave him the lower hand size but gave him ways around that. It kind of makes him feel like more powerful to me, kind of. I don't know. I like that they're messing around with hand size more.
Yeah.
Lets them really like balance heroes differently. And that's really cool.
I was a little worried when I first saw him and saw that a hand size of 4 and his stat line was close to She-Hulk's, but he had 2 attack instead of 3. I was like, what's going to put him above She-Hulk to me? But then after reading the rest of his cards, which we will get to in a second, I realized where his power really comes and how he's a super powerful character. So, Carlos, do you want to read Odin's Son?
Sure. Odin's Son, he has 4 recovery, alter ego, Asgard, worthy, action. Search your deck and discard pile for Mjolnir, or however you pronounce that. Upgrade and add it to your hand. Shuffle your deck. Limit once per round.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, what to say? It just means that you can consistently lose Mjolnir and doesn't matter. You'll always get it back.
Yeah, get caught off guard, just drops the hammer, picks it back up.
Then he picks it back up again.
Yeah, you can get your Mjolnir back again.
I like that you can use that throughout the game and it's not just a setup ability.
Yeah.
I like that you can just, if it gets discarded, or you discard it as a resource to pay for another card after playing something that returns it to your hand, you can just flip back and pull it right back. I like that you can... that feels very Thor to me.
It really catches the feeling of where he throws it and it comes right back to his hand. It always comes back.
Right.
Speaking That's really cool. of the hammer, Ben, would you like to read it?
Okay. Yeah, I'll just think. There's Mjolnir. Oh my god. It's one cost upgrade. It's unique. It's restricted. Thor gains plus one attack and gains the aerial trait. So that's interesting. So that bumps him up to three attack. And he can always do that on turn one. And gives him aerial, which is really cool because, you know, it looks like there's more interactions with aerial now. So aerial is starting to mean more than just trigger hero specific cards, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, there were at least a couple cards I think I saw on the stream today that interacted with him having the aerial. It was,
I think there was an aggression card
get over here or something.
Yeah, there was an aggression card that like pulled a minion over and like did some, or maybe dealt damage to them, pulled them over to you, and it was aerial. I forget.
If you you would deal damage to them, and then if you had aerial, you would engage them.
Engage them, yeah.
Which was a good combo with Thor, obviously, because then he gets to draw his cards.
Right. I do think it's interesting you could put that in Captain Marvel or Iron Man and still get the same effect.
That's true.
It's not as good for them, but you can still do it if you wanted to.
All right, speaking of which, how do you want to reliably get Thor's ability to work? Well, one of his cards in a set, well, I think, personally, one of my favorite cards in the set, is Defender of the Nine Realms, which I will read. It's a zero-cost event with the Thwart trait, a physical resource, and it says, Hero Action, Thwart. Discard cards from the top of the encounter deck until you discard a minion. Put that minion into play, engage with you, and then you remove three threat from a scheme for doing that. Now, a couple things. If you don't discard a minion and that at deck empties, you're not going to get to remove the threat because you never fulfilled the cost.
Right.
But...
So that the arrow means that everything before the arrow is a cost.
Correct.
Yes. And so, but by doing this, you're going to play one card from your hand, remove three threat from a scheme, and draw two cards for the... all for just having the tiny price of a minion, which you could then hammer throw or something. Like, this card's really, really good. And there's probably only two in there, but I didn't keep track of the count in the stream. I don't know
if anyone else there's two.
But that's...
let me double check.
Probably my favorite Thor card.
It's a really nice Thor. It's also really good in the aggression deck that's going to be good at killing enemies, not so good at removing threats, so gives us a nice balance too.
Yeah, especially since his thwart is only one, that's a really nice way to counteract that while feeding your own ability.
Yeah, and just it's a synergy card. It's really cool.
And
I mean, does it worry you guys a little that in encounters that are not minion heavy, Thor's is just not going to be that good? Like, looking at Wrecking Crew, we haven't seen the whole thing, but if there's not a lot of minions there, then Thor can be really weak, and this card can be a big problem, because what you're doing is, if there's, you're just accelerating the encounter deck.
Yeah. It's risky.
It'll take a bit of proper timing.
I think if you know there's not going to be that many minions in the deck, or if you already know you went through most of them for someone like Rhino, then you probably will just discard this card. as a resource.
Right.
But it but is
the sword is getting consistently weaker.
Yeah.
Like considerably weaker, I meant.
Yeah.
This is only two cards out of his deck, though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but I mean, but like if you're not engaging minions, then you have a really small hand size. So that's what I mean when Thor really feels it. I mean, he's not only strong against minions, he's also weak when there's no minion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's weaker, like considerably weaker when there are very few minions. So that is interesting.
I do think the scenarios we'll get in the future will probably be a little more minion heavy. Maybe. I think it depends.
Yeah, definitely depends.
Like obviously Wrecking Crew, you're not gonna get that minion heavy scenario. But like if we get to see someone like Red Skull, and they're probably gonna have like an army of Hydra in his deck, where Thor is gonna be great. You're just gonna sit there and blast off the Hydra minions across the table. And speaking of dealing with minions, Matt, would you like to read Hammer Throw?
Hammer Throw.
Wait, sure thing. Hammer Throw, 3 cost to mend. It's an attack and superpower. It's a hero action attack. You exhaust Mjolnir as the cost. Then you deal 8 damage to an enemy and return Mjolnir to your hand. This attack gains overkill. So that seems, it's already like it's a swing web kick, but the advantage is you can overkill on really over into the villain, so nothing's ever wasted. And unlike Relentless Assault, if there's no minions, you can go straight to the face.
Yeah.
Then the only cost is you get Mjolnir to your hand, and then you either have to repay to put it back in, or you can discard and get it back later.
Right, this card's so powerful. Are there 3 of these or 2 of these?
Not confirmed, but I'm guessing there's going to be 3 based off what we got with Spider-Man and Captain America.
Is there anything else that exhausts your
Mjolnir? It just prevents you from... Really, so, the exhausting doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because you're bringing it back to your hand, so I don't really get it.
Maybe it's just there because you have to have it? I don't know. I'm not sure.
There might be a reason for it.
Oh, it's a way to target it's a way to say that... You, instead of saying you can only play if you have Mjolnir, it's just say exhaust Mjolnir is a lot.
Yeah, short. I think yeah, so. That might be it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
It is the cost, because like the effect is returning it to your hand. And I guess this is just the cost of it.
Yeah. The cost is making sure you have it in play.
Yeah, but I mean
it's super cool.
Still a great card.
Yeah, this is great damage.
Yeah. Super Relentless Assault. I like it.
Man. Thor's just got all the good, powerful cards so far. Speaking of which...
The arts.
We are going to go on to the next card. Asgard. So this is a card that's going to help Thor with his small hand problem. When you have Asgard in play, it's Thor 3 cost... support, you have +1 hand size. I mean, it's great. If I don't have both my Gods of Thunder out, like this is just gonna be great. I feel like late game I might not play it as quickly if I already have the other 2 out, but like early on, this card's gonna be so helpful.
I think it's really good. I don't got much to say about it. It's just good.
It's so important how it works both in Alter Ego and in Hero Mode.
Right.
So it's always it's just you're paying 3 costs. You're using a turn to make sure that Thor doesn't have a handicap. So it's a very, very good card.
I like it because increase the hand size so you can have the cards in the encounter phase if that comes up. And it's just more fun to have, say, you have a bigger hand size than draw 1 card. Because everybody draws cards. I've got a bigger hand now.
It's like an Avengers mansion that can only target you, but I mean, you get the card right away before the villain phase. Sort of an odd way to think about it, but yeah.
I think it's a really... I don't want to say, like, thematic to show off Thor's ego, but it's like... It's like, Yeah, you can draw a card, but I just have a bigger hand. Like, that just feels so funny. I absolutely love that card. Like, I'm hard mulliganing for that card or either of the God of Thunders. Or the whatever one tutors up Asgard cards. I forget what it's called.
I wouldn't discard Defender of the Realm for this card, though.
Yeah.
Like, early game, while you're setting up, you don't want to lose that momentum of drawing two cards and removing any threat, especially if you're playing a scenario that starts with threat on the end, with an extra scheme or threat on the main scheme.
If you're playing against, like, Claw, starts with, like, on hard, he starts with two schemes in play, and you could get rid of that one of them turn one with Defender of the Night Realms. That's really cool. I didn't think about that.
I don't think I would ever, first turn, I would ever discard Defender of the Realm. It's specific situations because it gets you going so fast from the start.
I think it's going to be a big feel bad when you get a minion when you're in Alter Ego, when you reveal a minion when you're in Alter Ego mode. But like starting the game with Claw in your Alter Ego mode and he gives you a minion right away and he's just taunting you without those cards.
Yeah, so that is true. That's really funny.
But I mean, then you could just light them, right? Lightning strike them away.
Let's talk about my favorite card that was revealed today. Lightning Strike is an event that costs one. It has amazing art. It's a superpower hero action. Spend X energy resources, deal X damage to the villain and each minion engaged with you. This attacks ignores tough status cards if you have the aerial trait.
Yeah,
it's great. It's specifically great for those if you're fighting Claw and you have those minions that come into play with tough. This right. It's great. It would also, I think, help a lot. It helps with Ultron, and it's very helpful if you decide to go like a Justice build with energy heavy on Thor. I think it's a very, very good card. I really like it.
Yeah, that's just it feels good.
It's one of those power guards that makes you feel good to do.
It's a little expensive, especially because you can only spend energy resources on it. I mean, other than the one, the cost.
It's a ground stomp that only hits your guys.
Right.
But you can go bigger.
Right, yeah, that's true.
And you can go tough.
I mean, Ground Stomp is okay unless you're playing against Ultron when it's really good. So I think Lightning Strike will have its moments, especially if you are going full-on engagey tricks and energy and deal, like, three damage to everything. And that, like, if you deal three damage to two minions and the villain, that's probably good enough. Or that's probably really good.
So if you deal three damage to everything, and let's say you're engaged with two minions, that's nine damage for four costs?
Four costs.
Lightning Strike as a resource.
That's okay-ish. I do imagine that, depending on the scenarios, but it's not going to be that rare when you're engaged with actually four minions.
Well, and that's case, it's going to be great, honestly.
I like it. It's a fun card. It helps. It goes with his playing style, and it has amazing art, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Moving on to the next card, God of Thunder. Ben, would you like to read that?
Oh, sure. God of Thunder is an event. Well, it's an upgrade. I was looking at the wrong card. It's looking at Lightning Strike again. It's an upgrade. It's got the Asgard Entitled trait, which is cool. It has a hero resource. Exhaust God of Thunder, generate an energy resource. This is basically like Super Soldier Serum, except energy and for Thor.
And it's not needy.
Right.
Which is kind of weird, though. Isn't it weird that a title, God of Thunder, is non-unique?
God of Thunder. Yeah.
I agree.
You want to go tell him?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him.
Oh, man.
Hey, Thor. Why are you two times the God of Thunder?
But, he's a god. He can do what he wants.
Yeah.
Every time he
summons... But, yeah, it's good.
Every time he summons...
This is your lightning strikes.
Whenever he summons thunder or something, someone will be like, oh, look, it's the God of Thunder. And then he'll summon more thunder and be like, no, I'm the God of Thunders.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's a great card. It's going to help him with his hand size, which is already small as it is without Asgard. If you don't engage a minion, that's going to be a really good way to keep up with your hands. I mean,
yeah, it's just good value.
Yeah, like we already talked about how good Super Soldier Serum is with Cap. It's just Thor's version of it. So, and lightning resources also feed into his lightning strike.
Isn't the energy just like the best resource right now?
Pretty much.
Like, generically speaking, that's the one you want. If you can only have one, that's the one you want.
Well, in the specific heroes who want it, there's just a lot of heroes who care about it right now.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I guess
you're right. It's energy and. And talking about the other resource that you want a lot, physical, especially with this new card that we have here, which is an aggression card, costs one. It's an upgrade, and it's called Jarnborn, which is, as we said in the Marvel Musings, it's an axe. Very cool looking axe, by the way. It's restricted, and it has the response. After your hero attacks an enemy, spend a physical resource to deal 2 damage to an enemy. And yes, folks, it doesn't exhaust, and it attacks any enemy. This card is amazing. It's so good.
Right. It triggers off of events, too. Not just your basic attack.
If you have the way to pay for it, you're doing it with your basic attack. You're doing it with any other event that you play. This is really going to be helpful if we keep getting cheap attack cards for aggression, kind of like Relentless Assault. I really like this card with Relentless Assault.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they both need the same resource to really activate, which becomes a little bit of a problem there.
Pile them up. This is great in Captain America.
Right.
And great with Hulk, too, when you're piling up
physical
resources, too. So yeah. I do hope we get another cheap aggression attack that even if it deals 1 or 2 damage, it helps you keep playing this card. And over a game, you're going to get a lot of value. And something that's really important is the fact that you can target different enemies. And managing damage is so important in this game. I feel that sometimes it's even more important than dealing big damage straight out, because you can help other players who are engaged with more minions. You can deal with tough status effect in an effective way. So this card's just great.
I just had a thought. What if Iron Man had this, like uses like gauntlets to attack things and these physical resources to just blow things up? You have a physical aggression Hulk.
That is true. That this just makes wow.
He can activate 4 times a turn. Like he can attack in his 2 gauntlets, and then
if you go aerial, it's like okay, I'm not spending cards. I'm just discarding them to trigger all my effects.
Wow. This gives energy repulsor blast Iron Man a run for its money.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's more good, but it's gonna be fun.
This card is going in all my aggression Captain America decks, no matter what. If someone else is playing aggression and I'm not, I'm Captain America, give me the axe. Because I have those soldier serums, I'm going to sit there and pay for it all day without having to worry. this card is so insanely good, especially with, and Cap can ready and do it again and attack again, and then he has heroic strike.
So good. It's so good in Captain America. Yeah. It's so good.
This is like
so
amazing. This card's so good.
Is there any other attachment attacks other than the Gauntlets for Iron Man at this point?
Attack team?
No, that's not an attack.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Not really, no.
Oh. I don't think so.
Watch out. Any other hero comes with an upgrade or support that attacks, this card is just going to be even better.
Okay, yeah. And we got one other card now.
All right.
Enhanced Reflexes. It's a 2-cost upgrade. It's a condition. It comes with 3 energy counters. And as a hero resource, you can exhaust Enhanced Reflexes and remove 1 energy counter from it to generate an energy resource. It has an energy resource on the card. This is pretty solid. It's resource neutral when you play it. So what you're doing is you're doing 2 things. You're banking resources you don't need this turn for later turns to get bigger plays. And it filters your deck to get energy, which can be good for cards like Captain Marvel, or if you don't have a lot of energy in your deck, like if you're playing the weird Captain Marvel build.
Or Vision.
And I'm just really excited for what this represents.
This is a neutral card, right?
Yeah, this is basic, yep.
Yeah, basic.
I love the art on this card.
Oh my god, the art's so good. Spider-Man. I freaking love the art.
I mean, this card is like, I know how much we love Super Soldier Serum and now God of Thunder, but like, I mean, this card is essentially the aspect version of those. And so like, yeah, it's not as powerful, but now every hero can have a 2-cost building up resources. Even if they don't need energy resources, like, this is still a good card. I really enjoy the card. I'm gonna try it out a lot, and see if it's really as good as I think it is.
Sorry, go, Ben.
Yeah, I'm not convinced it's that great unless you specifically need energy resources, because it's really just you're paying 2 resources in this card to get 3 resources over 3 turns. So you're just like saving up for the future, which does have value. But it also has, like, a cost, because it takes, you know,
I mean, like,
to put this into play.
It's not better than Helicarrier.
No, I think it's worse.
And
I think it's significantly worse.
So, if you don't need the energy resources, you're putting this card in, you're getting more resources in your deck, because you already have 3 resource cards, you have the Power Off cards, you have Helicarrier, you have probably Avengers Mansion. And it's like, do you really need more? You might be overdoing it a little.
Unless you're like Thor, I'd say maybe. Like if Thor would want this just to bulk up for bigger turns, because like you can't really play 7-1 turn, I'll just store them up in his resources and.
Right. Yeah. That's the value. You can.
Like I think.
Spend some extra cards to get this into play to make your next turn better.
I think this card fits well in something like She-Hulk, who would like some help paying for cards. It's just another option. But I think this is a really good if you're playing a leadership and you want to use Make the Call, because you can't use Helicarrier for Make the Call, but you can use this to pay for the cards instead. So if you're building a deck that focuses around doing that, this might be a better option for you.
This is also an interesting card for a leadership deck that I don't think is viable yet, but as the card pool expands, there is an argument to consider leadership decks that are more than 40 cards, and it helps you in 2 ways. It helps you balance out the number of resource cards if you're adding more than 40, and it also states on play, which it means you get it out of your deck and you use it the turns that you need it. So that helps. So it is interesting leadership.
It's great for Vision too. If you're playing a hero that doesn't have like high energy output, like for example, if my Spider-Man leadership deck, if I don't have a web shooter out, I'm having a very hard time activating Vision. Where this is something that, I mean, right off the bat, three Vision uses right off of this card.
That's great. Like,
I think it has its place. I don't think it belongs everywhere.
That's basically what I'm saying. I think you need a plan. You need a reason why you want this in your deck. It's not just like a generically good card like Helicarrier. They can just toss it in any deck. You need a reason not to play it.
Do you guys think that we should have one of these for each other resource?
I feel like inevitably we probably will.
I don't see a pressing demand for it, but also I would like to see it eventually.
I would like.
I would love a physical version of this.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say. I would love a physical version because that makes Tenacity a little better. It makes it would make
makes cards the axe like, better.
Yeah, and Relentless Assault.
There's just gets not a enough demand better. For the other two right now. Because like all energy right now. We'll get the other stuff once we have more stuff that won't physical and mental.
I would like a mental version to reliably trigger Black Widow.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is sometimes a problem. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a cool card. I think it's an interesting card. Yeah. I'm really excited for these packs.
Yeah.
Like, we just got a million spoilers just dropped on us at once.
Yeah, there's a lot to go through, listeners, and we'll be organizing future episodes that will dig deeper into all that we've seen today. We'll be talking about Cap and Ms. Marvel when they come out, though, so we're just going to wait for that.
Yeah, so January, we're going to have a unless this news of it coming out in the middle of December... It's true.
Oh my god.
January we'll have a very packed episodes of review of Captain America, Ms. Marvel, and eventually we'll do a Green Goblin after people get a chance to play him a couple times, get a feel of him. But like I'm super excited for what this game is coming. But I wanna know what do you guys think about the three hero packs coming after Thor before we get the box.
Oh, the little silhouettes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how do you feel about it being only hero packs and no new villains?
I'm personally very disappointed. I've been trying to get my head around it, and as much as I love the fact that we're getting a lot of heroes and. I kind of, you know, Marvel is such a big IP, and everybody, when they hear about a Marvel game, it's like, well, I want Wolverine. No, I want this. No, I want Moon Knight, which is like an obscure character, but it's still amazing. There's so many things that people want that I understand why they are kind of like pushing heroes more than scenarios packs. So I understand that, but me personally, I like more variety in what I'm playing against than what I'm playing with. Like in other LCGs in Lord of the Rings, I try to build one deck to go through a cycle. It doesn't always work, but that's what I try to do because I like building a deck, but I don't like constantly doing it, and I like just seeing new things and seeing new obstacles. So I understand why they're doing it, but it's disappointing.
I think four in a row is a bit of a bad idea. I feel like we, especially with Wrecking Crew only providing one scenario and no encounter sets for other scenarios, I want a bit more variety. I'd like maybe three in a row and then get the box then, but I just don't know about four.
I am on the very opposite end of this. I am very positive about what they're doing. Because first of all, new content is new content. I don't care what it is. As long as it's something I can play with, the hero, villain, a box, I don't care as long as I can play with it. But I think what's great about this game is that what will get me the mileage out of these heroes without worrying about the villains is that I can pair them with each of the four aspects. And then maybe, since there'll be new cards, build the aspects in a different way. Like how you have a normal aggression and then there's Hulk aggression. Like, there's going to be different ways to build them, and I think I'll get so much more mileage messing around with the heroes waiting for the box, and I'm if the box really comes with five scenarios, I don't think I'll mind as much as soon as it comes out, because then I'll have hopefully five new things to play with, like five new things to go against, and then really 10, because I'm going to play them standard and then play them expert. That's my view on it. I think,
yeah,
I'm just excited that they're printed, that they've announced that they're releasing stuff after Thor.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited. I would like to see another villain pack sooner, but hopefully Green Goblin will tie this over for that. And Wrecking Crew. Hopefully they'll be interesting enough to last until July, when the story box should drop. And that'll hopefully have, like, you know, 3 to 5 new scenarios, which will be cool.
Yeah.
And let's see how they do. And it seems, I'm reading on chat, it seems that it's been kind of confirmed that the packs are coming out late December.
Yeah.
20th December is basically January for me. I don't know for you guys, but...
That makes a difference.
Life becomes a blur for me from the 22nd of December until the 6th of January.
I mean, yeah. But at least it's not like late January.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great that I get to come back home to find all this new things to play.
Yeah, I mean, Miss Marvel is going to give me a ton of time just playing her, trying to figure her out. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, well,
yeah.
I think that's everything for us tonight. Guys, remember to check us out on Facebook. Give us some feedback on how we did. We're going to open up some live talking after this if you guys want to chat. And me and John have been putting up some videos on the YouTube channel recently. Check them out if you haven't. I'm going to be putting up a couple new ones soon. And Ben, would you like to take it away?
Yeah. Excelsior! Onwards and upwards.